I want to thank everyone for coming. It's a very difficult time. And especially thank you to the Classical family for being the impetus and hosting and everything. You have my heartfelt gratitude. Okay, my daughter Kavi told me that it should be very funny and very light. Very, 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 very. The topic of the shiur is the Mizmor in Tehillim, which we say twice a day. The David Hashem Ari Vishi. The David is singing. He's singing. That Rosh Hashanah is his light. And Yom Kippur is his salvation. Yom Kippur saves him. So I thought I'd like to spend a short time together. And what light is, and what salvation is. You know, it's very confusing, a lot of the things we do on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, we eat. We eat. A lot. And, you know, the focus of Rosh Hashanah is really around food. I mean, we daven. But we daven, we sit down, and we spend the whole time, you know, there's... The shofar is a very central theme of Rosh Hashanah, but we eat. It's very much about eating, and eating sweet things. And the one thing you're not allowed to eat on Rosh Hashanah, what's the one thing you're not allowed to eat on Rosh Hashanah, is nuts. Nisala. Nuts. And there's the reason why we don't eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah. There's actually two reasons why. But the reason why we don't eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah is because of a numerical equation, a gematria. The word for nut is egos. Egos is the same gematria as the word chet, it's 17. Aleph, Gimel, Vav, Zayin is 17. Egos is 17. So we don't eat nuts. And that's a very strange thing. So I want to start with that question. Rosh Hashanah is the time when we're scared out of our lives. We're trembling in front of the Yom HaDin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of Achatayim. Because we, you know, we have chet, we have averus, we have things we did that were wrong. So, on Rosh Hashanah, I propose that there should be a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah that the only thing that we could eat is nuts. That's what I think. We should only eat nuts. That makes sense. We should eat nuts because we should constantly remind ourselves that we did things that were wrong, and every nut that goes into our mouth, so then we would feel it's an aver, another aver, another, until we got sick of nuts. We avoid nuts. And that bothers me. That's very strange. Rosh Hashanah, you go through the davening on Rosh Hashanah, we daven a very long time. You never find the word chet. Not only don't we eat nuts, or we don't say anything. You find the word chet twice on Rosh Hashanah. You're davening for about, I don't know, 15, 18 hours, and you find the chet twice. The Navina Malkeinu, you say chait. And then in Musaf, you say the word chait. And there's opinions that hold that in Navina Malkeinu, you're supposed to skip the one that says chait. Again, the one Navina Malkeinu, which you're supposed to skip on Rosh Hashanah, is the one that says the word chait. So you see, we're trying to avoid something. It's just as if it didn't exist, Rosh Hashanah. Then Yom Kippur. 10 days later, Yom Kippur. The whole Yom Kippur, chet, Hashem, the begad, the zan, the chet, the ketel, the nach, chet, 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 chet. You're banging and clapping, you know, and all you're doing is a chet. And one is light, and one is salvation. That's what I wanted to start with. Point one. Point two. There's a magic.